From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visits Moscow to secure Russian cooperation in Syria. Kerry's 2 days of talks with the Russians are expected to touch on a wide range of issues, but leaked reports in the media suggest the U.S. diplomat is offering President Vladimir Putin something dramatic, a U.S.-Russian military alliance against the Islamic State group and other extremist groups in Syria. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says the U.S.-Russian talks are critical for the Syrian peace talks.
We are ready. We want to do it. But to get something effective, we need the help of the two co-chairs, because that will give a huge chance for these talks not to just be another Geneva II, which I am determined to avoid with the blessing, I'm sure, of everyone else.
Stefan de Mistura. Speaking Thursday in London, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson pledged to reshape Britain's global profile. He said Britain's withdrawal from the European Union bloc does not mean that it is leaving Europe itself.
On Europe, clearly we have to give effect to the will of the people in the referendum, but that does not mean, in any sense, leaving Europe.
Earlier Thursday, some European leaders expressed dismay at Johnson's appointment, using terms such as liar, coward, and joker to describe him. But in a phone call to Johnson, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry congratulated him on his appointment and promised to work closely with him. French media are reporting that more than a dozen people were killed in Nice Thursday evening when a truck ran into a crowd celebrating Bastille Day. The incident occurred in the famous Promenade des Anglais, a seaside walk in the center of the town. The reason for the crash is unclear. This is VOA News.